Dozens dead in a missile strike in Ukraine. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It happened in a train station crowded with evacuees in eastern Ukraine. Two Russian missiles killing at least 50 people, including five children, according to the regional governor. The U.S. Embassy calls it another atrocity committed by Russia.
President Vladimir Zelensky says that thousands of people were at this railway station when Russia attacked. Now, in the north, near the violent scenes of Bucha, there have been three mass graves discovered. Hundreds of people are buried under the rubble in Borodyanka, according to police. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says that Russia as well has suffered significant losses amid increased reports of low morale in Russian troops and soldiers even disobeying orders that are given by the Kremlin.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv, Ukraine. The Biden administration wins a round in court over coronavirus vaccine mandate.
The federal appeals court has upheld President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. In a 2-1 ruling, the New Orleans-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a lower court's ruling and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the vaccine requirement.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta. An Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences meeting about Will Smith has moved up 10 days to today.
The meeting will address Smith slapping Chris Rock during the Oscars. The original meeting date was chosen as the Academy was required to give Smith 15 days notice because their agenda included possible suspension or expulsion. However, after Smith resigned April 1st, Academy President Dave Rubin said suspension or expulsion no longer applies, so they wanted to address the situation sooner rather than later. Smith's resignation basically means he can no longer vote for the Oscars, but he can still be nominated, keep a statue, and attend future ceremonies. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A retired astronaut and three paying tourists are set to blast off from Florida in a few minutes on the first completely privately funded and crewed trip to the International Space Station. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court last month reinstated the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. His attorneys now are asking a federal appeals court to consider claims not taken up in that previous appeal, including the admission of what they call a coerced confession. The oldest inmate on death row in Texas, he's 78, is asking the state to stop his pending execution.
Carl Bunchen is scheduled to be executed in less than 2 weeks for the 1990 murder of a Houston, Texas police officer. He's asking the state's parole board to recommend Governor Greg Abbott commute his sentence to life in prison. The jury that sentenced him to die predicted he'd be a threat in prison to other inmates and to the guards. That was 31 years ago, and his attorney says Bunchen has rarely broken prison rules, and he's now a frail old man who's a threat to no one. The family of slain police officer James Irby says the 30-year wait for justice has been frustrating, and they just want it to be over. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Amazon plans to appeal a vote unionizing a warehouse on Staten Island, New York.
Roughly 55% of the employees chose to side with the Amazon labor union. The New York Post says Amazon claims the National Labor Relations Board suppressed voter turnout by how it set up the voting periods. The company is objecting to the labor agency's conduct before and during the polling. And it claims organizers threatened employees into voting in favor of the union. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Day two of the Major League Baseball season opening day for some teams, and a new streaming game starts tonight.
The New York Mets and Washington Nationals will have the honor of being the first Friday night baseball game airing on Apple TV+. Melanie Newman will be on the play-by-play for the New York-Washington game this evening, making her just the second woman to lead play-by-play duties for a national broadcast team. Scheduled Friday night baseball games are available to anyone with internet access for free only on Apple TV+.
Fox's Matt Napolitano on Wall Street. The Dow's up 269. NASDAQ is down 139. And I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.